Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Telephone Hour. We have as guest soloist our noted basso Ezio Finza, appearing with Donald Voorhees in the Bell Telephone Orchestra. Many will recall our South Pacific show on May 16th, when Mr. Finza and his charming co-star Mary Martin sang their hit tune from this excellent Broadway play. Tonight, for both new friends and old-time fans, Ezio Finza is going back into his repertoire and will sing an excerpt from a Rossini opera, an Italian folk ballad, also songs by Bruno and Fidella. The orchestra offers works by Rossini, Tchaikovsky, and Garve, and opens our program with Garve's familiar tango, Jealousy. Vagabond, the happy vagabond.
Mr. Dean. Tchaikovsky, inspired by a walking trip during the summer, decided to write one. Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra now play Tchaikovsky's useful and joyous Song Without Words. Thank you.
as hot where you live as it's been around here until this weekend, we can all mop our brows in sympathy. I didn't want to move. If I had, I wouldn't have walked. I'd explode. On scorching days like we've had, you surely appreciate anything that saves time and energy. Your telephone, for example. Think of the telephone calls you made during the day, at the office or at home, that did so much to help you relax and keep reasonably cool. Think of the calls you made that saved you from having to go out and perspire your way from place to place. You housewives, too. Wasn't it nice to be able to pick up your telephone and order things from the store instead of going out and carting them home? Yes, most of us probably took our telephones pretty much for granted through the record-breaking heat and humidity, as we're prone to do all the time. But bringing its usefulness to mind does point up its value. Day in, day out, the telephone is there to serve you, no matter how hot the weather may be.
Fiocinza next brings us two delightful Italian ballads. The first is a folk song of the Piedmont area and tells the story of the Hunter of the Forest. Hunter of the Forest. That's also a translation of the title of the song. So please, Mr. Cinza, may we hear Il Cacciatore da Bosco.
Things take us back 3 centuries to the Venetian countryside, when a song to a popular young lady was then being sung continually by young and old in courtyard and street. And here's how it sounded: La Gironetta.
Oh, Giro, trumpet.
Lucian Smith as cello soloist, Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra now bring us Rossini's Overture to William Tell.
Thank you.
By the way, Mr. Beanser, before your final number,
is it true you're forsaking the opera stage?
Well, South Pacific takes a lot of time.
You mean no more opera?
Oh, no. Except for the time being. And, of course, I still practice my aria.
Well, in that case, Mr. Beanser, how about giving Donald Voorhees the signal and running through one of our favorites, La Calumnia? Barbara Seville.
All right.
La Calumnia es sentimiento, una oreja hasta el sentido. Dalla bocca fuori uscendo, lo schiavando va crescendo, prende forza poco a poco, vola già di loco in loco, sempre il fuoco, la tempesta, che ne sente la foresta, ammicciando, brontolando, e di fare un rosso largo, con la pizza, con la sabbia, il mare che si raddoppia, sempre giunto nel soggiore. Come un colpo di cannone,
By Fidella and La Calumnia, Rossini's opera, The Barber of Seville. The orchestra performed Jealousy of Goethe, Tchaikovsky's Song Without Words, and the overture to William Tell by Rossini. Next Monday, we will present Donald Voorhees, the Bell Telephone Orchestra, and Mixed Chorus. On succeeding weeks, you will hear Lisa Albanese, John Charles Thomas, and Barbara Gibson. So, until next week, then, music you like with Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra and Chorus, we remain sincerely yours, Mr. the Bell telephone system. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.